Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, you guys are going to be so excited to learn about hyperbaric oxygen. I have just come out of a hyperbaric chamber at OxEnergy here in Los Angeles, and I'm with the founder and one of the co-founders and owners, Michelle Babot, and she's a beautiful French lady. She must be doing hyperbaric all the time because she looks so young. And I feel so calm and rejuvenated, and I have a lot of mental clarity, which is interesting. So, Michelle, tell us about OxEnergy and your passion for starting hyperbaric therapy.
Oh, you just said it, you know, much more clarity, more focus. And is what really drive me into going into hyperbaric. And what drive me is just the period of COVID. After COVID, I was thinking, what next? It's not possible that people can die like that, lack of oxygen, things like that. So then I investigate and I find that the treatment that was doing only in hospital, you know, under supervision. And it was just for big burn people or divers and things like that. And I start investigating it, and I realized that it's a new things coming up, and it was coming out, and the democratization of the hyperbaric, especially that now they're making them very safe, mm-hmm. and going under pressure and mm-hmm. receiving the oxygen, it really go directly to your alveol in your lungs, and into the intracellular angiogenesis system. And it really helps with all kinds of difficulties that we can find during our life, like inflammations, or after COVID we had brain fog, or mm-hmm. Heart problem, and
yes.
All the organs. So it really helps at this level.
So interesting. So basically I've been in a hyperbaric chamber, and the chamber changes the atmospheric pressure around you. So it's similar to scuba diving or being in an airplane. You can feel your ears go under pressure a little.
Correct.
And that's what drives the oxygen high dose into the bloodstream and
go to the
cellular level.
To the cellular level, to the mitochondrial system. And you really target. And also we have different protocol where you play with some air breaks and you have a feeling of hypoxia, which really also stimulate the mobilization of stem cells.
Nice.
And naturally you have a proliferation of stem cells that go wherever you need to be to heal the wound
wow.
in your body.
So while you're in the chamber, you deprive some of the oxygen and your body feels the starvation.
Correct.
And kicks into high gear survival
correct.
Mode.
Correct. It's a stimulation.
Yeah.
The body feel like when you remove the mask that you don't breathe, so it really work and put like a defense system.
Yes.
That really mobilize the good cells to multiply and the stem cells, so it really goes and it goes to fix the wound that we all have in our body. Sometimes in the brain, we all have a brain. It's not because we don't see the wound because it's inside the body that we don't have. We all have some kind of trauma.
That's so true. We all have oxidative damage all
yeah.
day long and
yeah,
reactive
all the, yeah.
molecules damaging our DNA.
Absolutely. Or pain in the knee, in the hip, in the
inflammatory skin problems,
absolutely.
Brain inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The COVID brain fog is such a real thing. Do you think that hyperbaric is a good solution for that?
Oh, yeah. 100%. A few testimony and few customers that really got big help with that. And myself, I have to say that my cognitive response is much better. My memory is much accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel better, stronger, more focused, like you said,
yeah.
clarity. And it's amazing. And it depends on the protocol. Some people have more cognitive deficiencies, so they can add some game of memory inside while they are inside the hyperbaric.
Nice. So for Alzheimer's patients, this has
100,
shown some
yes.
benefit.
So they do. We have some program
yeah.
in the iPad. They can go with the iPad. So it's really a relaxing time, meditative time also. So when people relax and take all this energy.
Mm.
And your body, after when you go out of the chamber, it's not that the treatment is finished. then your body works by itself and in a very gentle way, because oxygen is a natural nutrient. You know, yeah. There is nothing, it's not a real medicine, right. But the treatment is a medicine that helps you heal.
It definitely helps our patients when they come out from surgery and we're trying to heal facelift or eyelid surgery or any kind of, for example, vascular occlusion when they have filler problems. Yeah. This is the way that we drive oxygen into the tissues to stimulate healing so quickly.
Absolutely.
And diabetic wounds and burns.
Absolutely. So I've seen a lot of people, a lot of surgeons send me people just after surgery, the day after surgery. Some people have also drains. And I can see when they go in and when they go out after even the first session, big difference of inflammation and the swelling goes down. And they feel better, they feel more relaxed, and it really helped.
Does it help for stroke patients as well?
Yes.
I can imagine that areas of the brain that get hypoxia get this amazing reperfusion.
Yeah.
For tumor patients and cancer patients, how is it indicated?
Okay, it really helps also, and especially it relieves the symptom and the side effect that you can have if you are under chemo. So it really helps. I've seen a lot of patients having almost no side effect by doing, but they were very serious. You know, it's a commitment.
Yeah.
It's a protocol that you have to do and go in and do your session regularly. And then you'll take, you'll have it back.
Some people really are doing hyperbaric therapy regularly for longevity and anti-aging purposes. I know that going in the hyperbaric oxygen chamber has been proven to lengthen your telomeres. Those are the caps on our DNA. Mm-hmm. And when they unfurl and uncap, we have DNA mutations and destruction and disease. So lengthening your telomere protects you. And it lengthens by 36% when you're in oxygen treatments regularly. So that's
huge. And it's the only treatment that really does that.
Yeah.
So it's a real anti-aging. And there is a lot of studies now that are showing it and proof. So
how often would you have to do hyperbaric in order to show that benefit of telomere lengthening?
Okay, for me, it depends of the age. But when you pass your 50, I will recommend 60 session of 2 hours. We have a special longevity. And our machine are really amazing. They are better than anyone because they are the new technology. Because when you do the 2 hours, you go up and down in pressure.
Mm.
So there is a pattern inside the machine. So it's like you went in, you dive, and then you went out in the regular sea level.
Right.
And then again, you go back. But the machine does it for you.
Nice.
And you do it also with the oxygen. So really, it's accelerated the
healing process. And it helps endurance too,
yes, absolutely. So it's really remarkable. So for me, I'm doing right now, I didn't finish because, I mean, I'm waiting for more machine because my machine are filled up and I prioritize my customers. I did, of course, my 40 session, and I did 20 session of the longevity, but I need to do another 40 session.
Wow.
And then I will measure again my telomere.
And you'll be Benjamin Button.
Yeah, almost, yes, I wish. No, I don't want that, you know. I mean, there is an age. And you are not reversing your age. You are not getting younger in this way. But you are feeling better. You are not aging the wrong way.
Right.
Okay, so you increase your lifespan. And for me, it's very important that I keep my all my strengths and my memory and my cognitive.
Yes, increase your
function.
Health. That they say increase your
health span. Yes, in
it's
a good way.
It's not so much living a lot of years very frail.
Exactly, I don't
and
want
decrepit.
To look younger with a skin full of collagen. This is not my first priority. My first priority is to feel strong, to feel good, to be able to do my yoga and have my routine.
Yes.
And do not feel pain. I think this is very important to wake up and feel strong and start your day.
True. Once you pass 40, you start to feel all the little aches and pains, and you realize that this human body is subject to wear and tear. Every day, wear and tear.
And the machine also helps. I want really to add on that for depression and fatigue.
Yes.
Okay. So
and probably menopausal symptoms,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly. So the whole... The whole works. So it really, really helped. And I went to the Hyperbaric Association conference last month. Uh-huh. It happened in Miami, and one of the big doctors, you know, went on stage and he talked some stories of his patient and some testimonial, and then he ended up and he said, "It is criminal," and he repeated, "It is criminal today, do not offer HBOT, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, to everyone."
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy that insurance doesn't cover it for patients.
He said that like that.
Wow, that's great.
So yeah, the insurance, and you know, there is this kind of medicine and the regular Western medicine and the chemicals against what is natural. So it's
Alternative.
It's an alternative.
Are there any downsides to too much oxygen exposure, like when we have neonatal babies in the ICU and they get retinopathy because of being on high-dose oxygen flow because of their breathing issues, damages the retina a little bit? Does that occur with hyperbaric treatments?
Not really. It's very rare to have oxygen toxicity. Mm-hmm. You can have it if you're doing too much. You know, so, but the maximum that you can do it is twice a day, the morning and night, if there is 4 hours in between.
Yeah.
And if you respect that, I mean, you are on the safe spectrum.
Yes. So, and I think getting in there once every 3 to 4 weeks is also super ideal.
Yeah,
just to try it. It's a really wonderful experience.
Yeah, yeah. And there is some research also that showed that when you are young, and let's say if you have a test or you are working on a big project and you need to be very smart, instead of taking all those medicine to pump
the Red Bull.
Yeah. you take 5, some people do 3, some people do 5, and they feel like strong, or before a fight or before a big event, sporty
athletes,
you know,
are doing it.
Yes. Yeah, recovery also for recovery or for doing a big event.
It's fascinating. So what else do you do? Do you do infrared therapy?
Yeah, we have infrared therapy that goes very well.
You personally, because you're fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
In our office, we're doing platelet-rich plasma, using exosomes, doing biostimulatory treatments with all the collagen stimulators. So that's kind of my passion and my focus.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, I think all this, the mix of all this help you maintain.
Yes.
You know, it's like your body is like anything. You know, if you don't take care of it, it will go through the time, and the time is stronger than anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a beautiful house clean and you close it. When you come back, you're going to find dust, you're going to find fogging, you're going to find things going to break by itself, and you don't know why.
Right.
And how this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a beautiful experience. I did put a watch in a safe. And I forgot about this watch for many, many years in the safe in France a long time ago. So when I went and I said, oh, I'm going to wear it. When I took it on my hand, it was a branded watch.
Mm-hmm.
When I took it in my hands, the engine was out. The watch disintegrated. The metal.
Yeah.
The piece went apart. It's like somebody knocked on it or
how interesting.
Okay.
Just time.
Time.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, I always kept in my mind, I was so upset.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Brigitte, they changed the entire motor, everything, and they told me things happen, you know, it can happen.
Right.
When you don't touch something. So if you don't take care, if you don't biohack.
Neglect.
If you don't biohack yourself, you never know what will work for you.
Yeah.
So you have to be your own healer. This is my thing.
It's so true. There's this whole population of people that are au natural, naturalistic, organic, and they don't understand that just sun and time will break down everything in your body.
Yeah.
If you don't do some interventions and take antioxidants and
take
your proteins, use your supplements, repair your skin damage, like these things will happen.
Yeah, you have really to connect with yourself and understand what your needs and respect your needs.
Yes, for sure.
Because at the end of the day, you deserve to be taken care of. So, and you have to do it yourself. You are your own healer, your own best.
Yes.
And if you do that, you can help others. Also, so it's a whole, it's a link. So, and you have to take care of yourself. I think women those days, they know, they're aware.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you breathe more oxygen, you have more strength to go and do it.
Well, women need to prioritize taking care of themselves, because we take care of the world. And yes. We put ourselves last, as you know.
Absolutely.
But I love this conversation. I think it's fascinating. I think this is absolutely going to become part of the armamentarium of biohackers who are going to change how aging process occurs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and you know, I will end up by saying everything in the head, in your head, in your mind, and everything's about energy. Mm-hmm. We are energy. The day you really understand that you are energy, you have to use your energy to keep you going.
That's true.
Okay? And when you are in a low period of your life, the energy that you had produced will take you up. Mm-hmm. Okay? Will save you. So energy is so important. And to play with yourself, play with your mind, stay positive, bring only good things, say only good things, be with only the good people around you, choose. You are the master of your life.
That's amazing. Such good advice. Where can people find you on Instagram? And tell us your co-founder's name as well.
Okay, you can find me on Michelle Bobot. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, B-O-H-B-O-T.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the owner and founder of Oxynergy 2 in Beverly Hills.
Amazing. And your co-founder who operates the place with you?
It's my daughter, Chloe Bobot. Okay, she's amazing. She's the head of marketing, and she's growing, and I hope she's going to grow the business to where it should be and
amazing.
Open more centers.
And check out Oxynergy, O-X-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, and Oxynergy with the 2. Number 2. Find them here in Los Angeles. What a beautiful facility and great experience. I hope you guys learned a lot about hyperbaric. We're going to do a couple more podcasts to really break it down for you. But this is the beginning of me teaching you more about wellness and longevity and the tools that we have and these amazing individuals who inspire me.
Oh, you are amazing. Thank you.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and take a deep breath.